The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. You're at ESPN 97.5. 10:01, and I got a word. I don't know. I said something about you earlier, and somebody said to me, I'll ask AJ why he's getting kicked out of 14 and under baseball games. And I thought,
you
there's some splaining to do here.
Yeah, you brought it to me like, hey, I need you in for a segment at 10. Like, right. I thought, you know, like you needed me to, like you had to go early, like you had to go play golf or something.
Well,
so
wait a minute. So a segment of 10.
Well, I thought maybe like Lance was going to stay and you were going to go, like, I need you in. And then I come in and Lance says, you got kicked out of a baseball game? I should have known this is what you wanted to talk about.
So when did this happen?
Last night.
Okay. So this is fresh news.
Oh, this is
this
fresh
is news.
This is breaking news.
So how did this guy, somebody, was there a listener there? Because you didn't, no. Did you tweet it out?
I tweeted it out.
Oh, yeah.
There were listeners there, though, certainly.
Oh.
So a lot of the times when I'm coaching on the weekends, there'll be guys whose kids play for the other teams, and they'll say, hey, are you AJ Hoffman?
Yeah.
And all right, love the blitz. And that was the case in the game last night. But not everyone that was a parent on that family was as friendly. And our team tied the game late.
You're a coach or are you the manager?
I'm manager.
You're the manager.
Yeah.
And it's a 14 and under team.
Yeah.
Okay. And they weren't friendly because of your radio performance or
No, it had nothing to do with that. They were making a pitching change and I was talking to the batter and their pitcher that was warming up didn't look all that great. It didn't look like he had a whole lot of control. So I said, be patient and don't swing at any silly bleep, poop, but with an S.
Mm-hmm.
Soup.
Yeah, ship, as you like to call
it.
I said, don't swing at a steaming pile of ship. And one of the moms said, hey, watch your language. These are children. And my initial thought, these are 14-year-old, but these are high school kids. Like, they've heard the word ship before.
Yeah.
And right. I said, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry, catcher, because he was the only kid around that could have possibly heard me. And so their coach, who's a younger, large, like a
burly.
A burly black fella,
mm-hmm.
runs up on me. Like, don't you talk to my player. Don't you talk to my player.
Wait a minute. You wait. The parent said,
these are kids. In the stand.
And what did you say? You said
he apologized to the catcher.
I apologized to the catcher who may have heard me use the word ship.
Oh.
Because he's the only one.
And
there.
Then, wait.
I just said, I'm sorry, catcher. Said it sarcastically, but I said, that's the only words that came out of my mouth were, I'm sorry, catcher. And then I walked back to the third base box. And then old boy runs up on me. And I would assume that most people would be intimidated by that man. And I think it frustrated him that I wasn't intimidated by him. I don't know how it escalated to what it did.
Did you punch him?
No.
Wait. Okay. Why? Wait, he ran up on you. By run up on you, he didn't get up in your kitchen.
He got closer than we are.
Okay. And he's yelling at you?
Yeah.
And what was he saying?
Don't you talk to my players.
I apologize to him. That's
exactly
all.
What I said. I said, I told him I was sorry. He's like, no, you said something to him before it. And I said, dude, you were on the mound. You don't know. You don't know what got said. You're just assuming things. I said, I'm sorry, catcher. What'd you say to have to apologize for? And I guess there's an umpire behind me telling me to quiet down.
And you're standing in your box. He's in your...
Yeah. But my box, the third base box, is also on their dugout.
Oh, I got you.
And So this guy, this coach, by the way, has been like on the field arguing calls like the entire game. I don't really do that because 9 times out of 10, they don't care what you think. Like sometimes I'll say, hey, can you ask the other guy what he saw?
Yeah.
But that's about the extent of it. This guy's like consistently going out on the field and having discussions with the umpires about their calls. And then out of the blue, this guy's like, you're out of here. And I looked and I assumed he was talking to him. And so then the home plate umpire comes up and is like, let's just calm down. Let's calm down. And I was like, well, am I getting run or are we both getting run? What's going on here? And then he's like, nobody's getting run. Nobody's getting run. And then he looks at that other umpire and he's like, that one, he's out of here. And I was like, are you kidding me? So
you were being sarcastic though, weren't you? With the other manager. Were you using your sarcastic voice?
No.
Okay.
The only sarcasm I used was apologizing to a 14-year-old kid for saying the S word in front of him.
So what did you say to the manager that got this umpire so upset?
Yeah.
Do you remember what you said?
No, I didn't. I wasn't saying anything out of line.
You didn't say. I wasn't. You didn't call him old boy at any point, did you?
I didn't call him old boy.
Hey, get your burly ass out of here. Did you say that?
I didn't say get your burly ass out of here.
You just did it here a little while ago, but okay. You were calm.
You didn't pull a Dennis Lindsay.
No, I wasn't calm.
Did you pull a pissed off
because I don't like people coming up in my area.
Did you pull a Dennis Lindsay?
No.
If you don't,
did you say I'll ship you back to Louisiana?
No, yeah. I did not say that. No, I just. I was just telling this guy in a loud voice what had happened. He was telling me in a loud voice what he thought had happened. Yeah. And if the umpire, for whatever reason.
How do you feel about getting
2021, it's a lot tougher for a white guy out there than it used to be.
Yeah, and the persecution you guys are facing.
Yeah, reverse racism. Okay. I mean, yeah, it's a whole new world.
So how
out
do you
there.
Feel about getting kicked out of a 14-year-old game?
I mean.
Okay. Does that feel good?
It didn't feel good.
No.
I mean.
No.
That walk of shame? Where'd you have to go back to your truck or something?
You had to go across the field because your dugout's over there.
Right. So I went across the field. The guy that runs our entire program, like they've got multiple teams at every age group. He was there, and his son was playing with me this weekend. So he took over for me. So I went out. I went outside, and I went like down the right field line. And then the umpire's like, nuh-uh, you got to go. And I was like, am I supposed to leave my kid here? Like, just leave?
Kid plays.
And then he's like, no, you go to the parking lot till the game's over.
Let me ask you this. Did you guys win?
No. Nope.
Did that change momentum at any point?
I think it gave us a little bit of momentum because we were tied when I got ejected, and they scored 2 more runs that inning.
Your team did?
Our team did, and then.
But then you gave it up.
They gave up 3 in the bottom of the inning.
Oh, so you have Ryan Pressly. You can't close it out.
We had a pitcher throw 8 straight balls.
Oh no!
I was
hoping that you would have won. So then I call you the Jalen Johnson of coaching.
So shouldn't you have been talking to the opposing team's batters? Hey, don't swing at no silly ship.
Well, they didn't.
Apparently, yeah, they right. listened. They listened their to what
coach,
you said.
Their coach must have said it.
Yeah.
But he must have said it. Hey, don't swing at any poopy pitches. If there's any poopy doo doo pitches, we don't swing at those baby baby. And they said, "Okay, gooch."
Like, they're 14. They heard
14,
the word.
They heard the word ship.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't feel like I was really that wrong.
But I'm pretty sure you antagonized that woman before that at some point.
No, she didn't like the cut of his jib.
I don't talk to those.
No, I know. But you said something that aggravated her.
And this was just the final straw.
They were aggravated because the game got tied. They were up. The game was supposed to end. And they were up 2 runs. And there was like 5 minutes left.
Oh, no. And you guys scored.
And they were like just trying to jack around, like being silly on the bases and running out clock. And then they hit a line drive to the right fielder. And their guy on second got doubled off. And it started a new inning. And then we had tied the game. So they were up 2 and now they were tied, and we've got runners on second and third, and now all of a sudden it's serious. So now you can't use the S.
That's
word.
A problem with.
Do you think when you said ship and she got upset, you might have been able to respond with, "Oh, you have a problem with ship? Guess what word I'm thinking about calling you right now."
I don't think that would have been good.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been good.
You wouldn't like this word at all.
Might start with C.
And ooh, I don't talk to anybody in the stands. I don't talk to the other team's players. I mean, I did this time because I said, "I'm sorry, catcher." Did. And that crossed the line, apparently.
Apparently you did.
And I got, I was intimidated.
Even I, managing and being a parent at all, I never got kicked out of a kid's game.
I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years.
I did it.
And this is the first time.
And you know, but even still, you know what? This is a black mark on your...
It is.
Okay. On the ledger, certainly.
It is.
Yeah, it's definitely on that.
And normally...
On the debit side.
Normally, when you play tournaments, like, I always cheer for the team that knocked our team out. This time, I did not do... Because that was the semifinal game. And the championship game was literally right after our game.
Did you stay
Would
and
you
watch?
Would you have been kicked out of that game, too?
I don't know. I don't know.
So, did you stay...
He told me, go to the parking lot till the game is over.
Yeah, you could have come
I'd like
back,
to think
right?
I would have been able to come back, but... But then how awkward would that have been? Because it was the same ump
crew.
Oh,
no.
Would you
like, hey, you remember when you kicked me out for nothing last game? You dope.
I'm back. Would you have stayed and been really loud cheering for the opposing team?
No, I mean, it was already late. I was tired. I was pissed off. No,
you should have stayed and cheered
staying.
For him. And sat next to that woman.
That would have been a good idea.
Do you believe this? Okay, you're a big college basketball fan. I mean, I think that the media is just trying to create something.
They want people to think that Gonzaga is overrated somehow. And
he's got Big Cat's got Michigan 1, Illinois 2, Gonzaga 3, Baylor 4, Duke 5. Come on.
Duke 5 is also ridiculous. Yeah. But, like, listen, Michigan's
well,
very
playing better,
I think
but,
the top four, those four teams are the top four, not in that order.
No,
but that's
it's
the
not
four
in that
best
order.
Teams.
It's Gonzaga and Baylor.
It's Gonzaga.
And then, yeah.
And then I think it's Baylor and Michigan. And then I think it's some other teams.
Illinois is up there.
Illinois is up there. Yeah. On a good day, they're up there. But the Duke, that's just...
They got Iowa 6. They're too white.
That was his...
Their best player's last name is Garza. Come on.
He's kind of mostly white.
John, what White-ish. Game were you watching and say, oh, they can't win, they're too white?
It's Iowa.
Who are they playing? Was they're, it Michigan?
They played Michigan.
And like, they're too white.
They're too white.
That was his analysis.
And what happened?
They did lose.
They lost.
Well, they played Ohio State this weekend and won.
Yeah. But Ohio State was just—they just lost a few games now.
Yeah, they don't play defense.
They don't, yeah,
but so, neither does Iowa. So that's kind of the fun of that game.
Yeah, I think you're are you underselling the Big 12 though?
No,
I hear you. I hear
the Big 12 is not very good. I mean, not relative to what they normally are. Baylor's very good, and then they've got a bunch of teams.
ACC is the second best conference.
I don't even know. I don't know who the second best conference is. I just know it's a huge gap between the Big Ten and everybody else.
Yeah. Well, I guess that was early on when Oklahoma State and Texas was good early on.
Yeah, Texas was good.
Baylor's
Texas Tech was good.
You know,
and
Oklahoma.
Yeah, a lot of these teams have kind of dwindled away. Yeah.
West Virginia's pretty good though.
They're okay.
Yeah. All right. We're just embarrassed for you. It's not with. We're embarrassed for you. That's all we wanted to tell.
Not
you.
Okay. Not embarrassed by
with
me.
With you. But for you, yes, for you.
Okay.
Yes. No, but you were embarrassing for the station, too. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Just think of the headline.
That was the goal.
ESPN Houston's AJ Hoffman kicked out of a Little League baseball game.
A Little League game.
Well, what's funny is I don't wear team gear. I wear ESPN 97.5 gear.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I love, you know me, John. When I go out in public, what I want is to be recognized. That's always my goal. Like,
you have Hoffman on your
I do not have Hoffman on the back of my shirt. No.
No?
No.
ESPN 97.5 your number?
Yes, I'm that guy.
And Hoffman on the back?
Ask me
or just AJ. Which one?
Ask me about my day job. Would love to take a picture with you after the game. That's what it says. Yeah.
I wear John Lance Dellen Raheel. Raheel and Dellen. Yeah, that shirt. Yeah. I wear that one out.
I wear that one too, and then people cuss at me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Blood's on your hands.
RIP, Raheel.
1015 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Did you watch any of the Clippers Bucks yesterday? I watched some of it. I watched the end.
No, I wasn't feeling great. Took a sleeping pill. Was conked out for multiple hours. I did see the slander for Paul George afterwards.
Yeah. So apparently Paul George says this. Do you have it?
I have to pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up. Pull it up. Let Paul George say it as opposed to me. Paul George.
People don't. He is an easy target. He's actually playing really well this year. Like, great. Like, his splits are 51, 47, and 89.
I know, but he's so. I don't know. I don't want to say. Soft. He's not soft. He just rubs you the wrong way.
He bothers people.
Yeah.
Partly because there is no. He's one of those guys you can point to and say. There's been some playoff disappointments, mm-hmm. Never got it over the top. Now, at one point in his career, it was the Heat's big three in his way. But he's just a guy who upsets people. I mean, if you missed it, the Bucks came back and won a game in L.A. And Paul George was asked about the disparity in free throw shooting. And this is what he had to say.
Why do you think your free throw attempts as a team are so low?
That's more of a league question than our team question. That's more of a league question.
Well, do you feel like you guys as a team are doing enough in terms of getting into the paint, drawing fouls to get to the line?
Yeah, I think we've done enough. I think we put enough pressure. we get contact 19-11 tonight or today. I think we did enough to get some calls our way.
What he failed to mention or acknowledge is that the Clippers are one of the most jump-shootingest teams in all of basketball. Mm-hmm. They do not take a lot of shots within 5 feet of the paint. So that is why, overall, they don't shoot a lot of free throws. I mean, he's also the one who was upset about Doc Rivers and the way he deployed the offense in the playoffs, and people went through the numbers and said, no, you're wrong about what that pick-and-roll stuff you're upset about, you're wrong about that too. So it's after a game. Whatever, but Paul playoff P as they call him, but instead of just the P, they use the two E's afterwards. They've done that. I've called him Pandemic P in the past. He's just a guy people like to take shots at. He's the same guy. Remember when Dame hit that shot over him? It's a bad shot. He just hit a shot to end the series. Yeah. What are you talking about?
That's a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
No, that was a pretty good shot.
Yeah. It's a bad shot. So he's a guy people like to take shots at.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, guys, people like. I mean, Angel Hernandez. It's the first spring training game. So it is unbelievable how bad this dude is, though. Why is Angel Hernandez still an umpire? How can you not lose? How can you not lose your job when you are the worst at it? I mean, it's unbelievable how bad this guy is. In the first spring training game. You had players arguing with him.
Is there a legitimate explanation for why he keeps his job? The umpire union too strong? What's the legitimate?
Yeah, it's a lifetime job. It's pretty much.
He's like a Supreme Court justice?
Yeah, it's a lifetime job. Once you get in, you're in. That's it.
So baseball has no control over who umpires their games? It's if the umpires union wants him, he stays?
Yes. I mean, the umpire union is not going to ask for Angel Hernandez, although it would help the umpires union if Angel Hernandez was fired. He's the worst in the history of umpiring or refereeing or in the history of sports.
Like, the NBA controls the referees. Now, I don't know if the referees have a union, but that's under the NBA's domain. They just operate almost autonomous, that they get to do whatever they want. It's your product. You should be able to keep him away from your product.
No, but their union is at baseball union. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Angel Hernandez is in midseason form. Cardinals play-by-play announcer Dan McLaughlin joked on a bad call, let's not make this game too fast, Angel. I mean, and players are, it's just, it's horrific that this guy, and he gets into game. I mean, of course, he never got into the playoffs because he never graded out well
enough. And didn't he get upset about that?
And he sued the league, so he had to get in. Now, I will, in fairness, his game was not marred, although he had some bad balls and strike calls in the playoffs, but at least he didn't destroy the game. That's the most I've ever been able, the nicest thing I've ever been able to say about Angel Hernandez. At least he didn't destroy the game. So, you know what? That's pretty good for Angel because he can ruin a game.
Like, there's a headline or a highlighted line in his Wikipedia page about how he was removed from being a crew chief because he was caught eavesdropping on a call. Like, his time on the phone was over, but he didn't hang up the phone. He kept listening. So punishment, it was in 2019, baseball took him off being a crew chief. And yet, things like this don't matter. He still gets to keep his job.
It's amazing. It is simply amazing.
He sued MLB. He alleged racial discrimination because they kept him off the World Series and kept him from crew chief promotions. He has a feud with Joe Torre.
Performance-based.
Apparently, every time you hear about him, it's because of how terrible he is.
I've never seen any. I'm disgusted when the Angel. It doesn't matter where he is. He could be out in right field, and he'll destroy a game. He could. There's six umps in a World Series. He can destroy a game from the right field line,
which would feel like you have less to do with the game than the home plate guy.
Right. No. You absolutely no. You absolutely do, and yet you're worried at any ball that's hit out to right field, Angel Hernandez can screw it up. That's what you're worried about. Are you worried about Brandon Belak with his start?
Not really, because is he ever going to start when it matters?
Probably not.
No, I'm not too worried about Brandon Belak not pitching.
Well, Brandon Belak might have to be part of the, you get injuries. You don't know.
That's
might
true.
Have to start a game.
That's true.
With injuries and bullpen and everything else. I'm not worried about Brandon.
I find it difficult to be worried about Brandon Belak in game one
of the spring.
Yeah, I find it difficult to work up the necessary care about him struggling in game one.
Well, that's on you. You don't care about your team, then. That's all.
Well, I mean, I would say you're wrong, but that'd be a lie. At this point, I don't care about them. What?
Never really.
I like the Astros in the space of. I'd rather have them win than lose, but I'm not going to be broken up about. Like, last year when they were on their run, I was like, yes, go Astros. But once it was over, I wasn't down in the dumps.
Yeah.
I can't work up that emotion about baseball, but I do want them to win.
I had a great time during the postseason last year.
No, it was fun. It was fun coming back from 3-0.
We were drinking every day.
Well, that's you doing
that. And it was during the day. It was day drinking,
mm-hmm.
Watching Astros baseball. You know, my wife works till 7 or so. I got all these Coors Lights in me. Go home. It was awesome. It was awesome.
I believe you. You said awesome like four times.
No.
I believe you.
That was good, clean fun.
No, watching the Astros in the playoffs was fun. Correa doing his thing. That talk he had with, was it Fromber?
Yeah.
I loved all that stuff, but I didn't like break down after they lost.
No, I did though. I was bummed.
I know.
I was really bummed. So, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. We'll finish up with some Texans talk, and then news of the weird coming your way. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We got some Texans. I mean, we've already regurgitated all the Texan stuff. This just came in. Mark Berman has Zach Greinke at the podium. Well, he's on the Zoom call, and he's tweeted out some of his quotes. Just love Zach Greinke. I mean, you just can't love Zach Greinke anymore. He is talking about all kinds of stuff. One of them is asked if he believes the Astros have confidence in him after saying last season he thought that they didn't.
And usually you guys try to butter me up before asking the tough questions.
Figured I'd get out the way to start.
Man. We'll see. I got to pitch good. That's the main thing, I guess. Feel pretty good at the moment. And feel like I'll be as the where I'm at right now should be pretty good this year. So hopefully it keeps feeling good and able to execute pitches, and then we'll be able to do what the team wants this year.
He's so great up there. He's got no mask on. A lot of guys will wear a mask. Got no mask on. He just is, you know, uncomfortable. He looks down all the time when he's talking. He doesn't look socially awkward like he usually does, though. I mean,
yeah, I mean, there's no one around him, right? They're all doing it on Zoom, so I believe this would be the most comfortable he's ever going to be doing interviews, because there's no one within feet. How many feet of him?
Yeah.
It's all done through the computer.
So then there's the last one he put up there. You see the milestone one?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Zach Greinke has 9 home runs and 9 stolen bases. So asked about, you know, his late in his career now, milestones, this is what he said.
Yeah, the only milestone I paid attention to was I wanted to get 10 home runs and 10 stolen bases. And then I got traded to the American League, made it way harder for that to happen. And then I got caught stealing for the first time ever when I was in Houston, because I was so wanted to steal so bad, because I knew it might be my last chance to get 10 stolen bases, and then I got caught because I wanted it too much. But, yeah, that's my only goal, I guess, the 10 home runs, 10 stolen bases, and it's going to be really hard for me to do now.
I love that.
So the starting pitcher, you know, his forte is pitching. All he wants to do is find milestones that are offensive related.
I can't love Zach Greinke more.
Yeah, and he's got a point. I mean, last year, surprisingly, there was a universal DH, right? Actually, that didn't help his cause. That was an NL, so it didn't matter. When is he ever going to get the opportunity? In a pinch hit situation?
Well, no. The National League is back to pitchers.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I just confused it. It didn't matter what I was saying.
Last year was universal DH, so he had no chance.
Now, when he goes to National League Parks, he has a chance again. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now he's got, he can hit. He can hit that home run. He's going to try to. And they know he's swinging for the fences now. Well, just throw him that curveball. He's going to jump on that fastball.
Yeah.
Now he's giving it away. The only milestone that Zach Greinke cares about.
You know, the starting pitcher, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, potential Hall of Famer. He doesn't care about wins to get to a certain number of wins.
A World Series title.
Nothing. I just want 10 homers and 10 stolen bases.
A man who knows himself is, I appreciate
that guy. I love that guy. Lineup for today. Oh, Carlos Correa is leading off. Altuve second. Gurriel, Souza, Maldonado, Hinjinosa.
Do we know how far Yordan is away?
Myers, Daniels, Lee, and Rodriguez.
Okay.
I don't know. All big toe guys. We don't know. We do not know that. But I'm just thinking. Listen, Greinke just got there. I mean, he's going to be fine. What I did find out, though, is asked about his arm, and he says, well, so ever since I started pitching all year round, I feel much better. What? He throws year round now. So that's kind of a big, he says, arm feels great since I started throwing all year long. My arms felt a lot better and doesn't get as sore when spring training starts and feels stronger. So. That's good news. I mean, he's not totally, like, I don't want to say socially. He's socially awkward. That's
part of his thing.
That is. But he does have some, and he cares about his 10 home runs and 10 stolen bases as opposed. But he does have a sense of, you know, I've got to do this to be ready. You know what I'm saying? There is some thought put into all of this. So he's throwing all year long now. We were told that was a bad thing, right? You got to give that arm a rest.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not for him. Great.
Yeah, he said he doesn't feel a sore when he starts spring training now that he gets that he pitches every year.
Well, is he?
I mean, all year, excuse me.
How about, did you see Lance McCullers said he's getting up there 95, 96 now? He said, I've gained speed. Now, if Lance McCullers is pumping it up, humping it up at 96,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how long that can last. By the fourth inning, is he going to be totally spent? But for whatever reason, he says he's faster than he's ever been.
It's great, but stuff is not our concern. You guys talked about it earlier, and we had the caller calling about Lance McCullers spotting that fastball that now has a couple more miles per hour on it and his ability to handle adversity. I mean, I would prefer if your starting pitcher who's looking for a longer deal with the team doesn't get thrown off by a roof being opened. Or was it closed? Which one? How did he get thrown off? When the roof opened or closed?
He was thrown off when the roof was open. Remember in Arizona?
Yeah.
Arizona.
I would need things like
the
that.
The ball just took off.
I would need things like that not to bother him.
Right.
Yeah. Things like that shouldn't matter. Hopefully. So if he can, we talked about it. The Astros are in a weird spot.
Didn't he say, though, the ball, it was just stupid. I mean, you saw him slump because he thought he hit a pop-up and the ball just took off.
But was it the only hit of the inning?
No.
Once you get smacked and get punched in the gut because something unexpected happened, you'd hope you kind of bear down. So you guys discussed it. The Astros are in a tough spot with him. He wants to be here, and that's great. But how much are you willing to give this guy? And let's say he has this remarkable year, and whatever that means for Lance McCullers is relative, then he and Scott Boras will try to cash in. But do you want to give him a deal before he even proves he can do that? Good luck making a decision, James Click.
Yeah.
He's got multiple things he has to deal with. Correa and McCullers. It's going to test James Click.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, Correa is going to be done if he can't get it done during spring training, then you don't worry about it anymore. This Correa $200 and $300 million thing is just crazy to me. It's just crazy to me. There's zero reason to think that Carlos Correa is even a $200 million guy, let alone a $300 million guy. I mean, if he gets George Springer's money, I'd be like, wow. I'd be shocked if he got 25 a year.
Mm-hmm.
If he got $150, I'm telling you, I'd be shocked. But he's going to go for it. That market out there ain't going to be there. I'm going to tell you, especially, well, if we start getting fans in the seats, it might change the market next offseason. If I was any baseball player right now, because there's so much uncertainty about how many. Now, that said, how much did Betts get last offseason? I mean.
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, and some guys are getting paid big. Carlos ain't one of those guys that has proven that he's a big money guy every, he just hasn't done it yet in the regular season. No. He has a big year this year. He's taking a chance. He has a big year this year, and he's going to make some money. But I still don't think it's going to be $6,150.
John, you know today is a national holiday for basketball, for the NBA? It's Happy 3-1 Day, March 1st, and NBA Twitter is celebrating by documenting all the times teams have failed after being up 3-1. The Clippers are making multiple appearances.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did it with our Rockets, 2015, when they were up 3-1. The Rockets came back and won. We know what happened last year with the Nuggets. The Warriors are getting some slander. The Clippers are getting it, and so are the Jazz. Happy 3-1 Day to everybody.
3-1 Day?
Yeah.
The Rockets have been on the good side.
Yeah, they've done Phoenix. It multiple times. Phoenix people don't remember so much because it happened back in the mid-90s. But yes, the Rockets have done it a couple times.
Yeah.
Been down 3-1 and come back and win.
Come back and win. The Clippers.
Yep. So the Clippers have made the list.
Josh Smith did it.
A couple times in the last 5 years. Or 6 years. Congratulations to them.
Congratulations to the Clippers.
Yeah. Clippers being the Clippers. So happy 3-1 Day, everybody.
Yeah. It's not almighty dollar. It's a little known fact that Cal McNair blew the train whistle for the recording of All Systems
Go. He didn't do that.
Complete with the train conductor vest and hat. No, he did not. You know what?
Disrespectful.
Pedro Leon. What?
Are we going to see him?
Just completed his intake protocol and will work today for the Astros for the first time.
Pedro Leon, 22 years old? Or do we believe that to be the case?
No, he's probably 28. But here's the deal. Pedro Leon, if I'm Miles Straw, last thing I wanted to see is Pedro Leon showing
up
today.
You think Miles Straw made a call to immigration? Then don't let
you think it's some.
Hey, let's delay that passport thing, all right?
At some point, if he hasn't yet, it's a good idea. It's a good play. If I'm Miles Straw's dad, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Why is Miles Straw's dad involved?
Miles don't know. Miles Straw's dad is his burner account. I didn't do nothing. What are you talking about? I didn't call INS on you.
Miles Straw had two singles yesterday, correct? Miles Straw was like, oh, he's getting old Pedro Leon. Mm-hmm. Look at me.
Watch this. When Pedro Leon gets there, he's got a homer and a double.
Now I'm a little scared.
Now
I'm a little scared.
Yeah. Pedro Leon is a beast.
That's good news.
Sooner rather than later, Del. That's what we need to see.
We talked about this last week. Look, Miles Straw can be a great guy. I don't need to see him starting every day, though, if I'm going to be honest.
No. All right, when we come back, News of the Weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5. Do not go anywhere.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So we got some news of the weird for you here on the show. Apparently, the Oklahoma House passes a bill allowing the legislature to declare federal laws unconstitutional. Their state legislature can now see, I think that they're overstepping their bounds just a hair. Oklahoma, I'm pretty sure. It would let their own lawmakers to declare federal laws. So they just don't want to live under federal law.
So they believe they're just as powerful as the Supreme Court?
Well, in their own state, they can make their own laws.
Okay.
Right?
So federal.
They don't have to live by federal law.
So federal law doesn't supersede state law? Or is they're trying to
That's
make that not
saying.
A thing?
That federal law does not. Which in, I think, every state, federal law supersedes state.
And the state of Oklahoma wants to make that not existent in their state.
Correct.
And what is this based on? Do they have is there something that really pissed them off that now state law needs to supersede?
I think just they're Oklahoma.
Well, that might be enough.
Yeah.
I wonder what the push is. Did this just go into effect because there's now a very Democratic, in terms of political party, lean in Washington now? Considering the Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the and the executive branch?
Maybe.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. It's a very red state.
In Oklahoma. So
Oklahoma's a very red state.
So this is preemptive.
It's preemptive.
It's preemptive, just in case.
They don't want anything AOC thinks is good.
Because she's the only one who makes laws.
Yeah. I mean, she does make a lot of laws.
Well, I mean, shout out to her for helping out the state of Texas.
Yeah.
When she came down here for fundraising. Not knocking her for that, at least.
A Kansas woman was arrested for squeezing her beau's grapes during an altercation.
Ooh. Isn't that
Do
just
you
assault?
Think, yes.
A simple assault.
In other circumstances, it's not. I mean, if you're in a
It depends
relationship.
On how hard the squeeze is.
Right.
Yeah,
So there are degrees, right?
There are degrees. Some guys may like that sort of play. Others say stay away from down there. And if she's doing it in an argument, she's obviously not trying to help them.
Yeah.
I think it's simple. I mean, if you grab someone's person in a aggressive manner, that's assault. even if it is the grapes.
South Carolina man's been arrested, Dell. Apparently he tried to rob a bank, which you shouldn't do. Listen, I think you shouldn't try to rob a bank.
Aren't you being a little presumptuous that that's a bad thing?
Yeah, no. I'm going to say this.
What did the bank teller say to him? Maybe the bank deserved it.
Well, he passed the bank teller a note, but he passed it through the drive-thru.
So, did he?
I think he lost most of his leverage there.
I really want to know what the note said. I've got a gun. Give me all the money.
He said the note read in part: put the money from all the drawers, or he would kill. Apparently, he was going to kill the machine that sends the.
You know, did he encounter? Look, I know my bank barely has in the lobby service. Most everything they're doing now, except for like one day a week, you have to do it through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Did he encounter a bank like that and thought to himself, I still have got a gun. I know the doors are locked.
Well, what are you going to shoot, though? The windows are bulletproof.
I'm not saying he's smart.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Okay, we'll be right. Okay, we'll be right there.
Just hit your silent alarm and...
And you've got a car with a license plate number.
With a camera. They have a camera there. They saw you pull up. There's a lot of faults in his plan.
I just don't think he thought this through.
No. It's just a dummy. That's all.
Mm. Japan has asked China to stop anal COVID tests on Japanese citizens. This is now multiple countries trying to get China. China really enjoys, I don't know, anal COVID tests, which, I don't know. I guess they could be fun. I don't know.
I feel like not. They did it to U.S. diplomats, too.
Yeah.
But they were...
They denied it, but then it
turned out they did it. They did. And the U.S. has received assurances from China that the tests were done in error. What's the error? You didn't mean to?
Yeah.
You didn't know you shouldn't have?
I thought it was his mouth.
Yeah, I don't... What's... Assured they were done it. How are they done in error? It's a pretty distinct thing to do to somebody.
Right. There is a doctor, Dr. Hassan Gokal. He gave away 10 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Unfortunately, they were expired. And apparently he has, the doctor worked as Texas Harris County Public Health Department emergency response physician. What the hell? It's right here. Everything that came next was an absolute, complete, utter shock. Mind-blowingly unexpected. Apparently, within 2 weeks, he'd be fired, charged with theft for his actions after giving out 10 doses.
So he gave them out. He didn't even sell them. He just gave them out for free after... co-opting them?
And well, he said there's a 5 million person county and we had the first 3,000 doses. There was no room for throwing any out ever.
Well, if they're expired, there is. Don't give people expired vaccine.
Oh, I don't want that.
And it happened in our great city?
Yeah. Well, here it happened in Harris County. Toronto neighborhood residents are upset about plans. Apparently, they're turning a parking lot into affordable housing. However, this area is the children's recreational hub for the whole of East York, and there's a lot of safety issues. It's the hub of entertainment. We can't have affordable housing here.
It's a lack of priorities, I feel like.
No. Kids got to have a place to play, Joe.
So I'm going.
It doesn't matter about people living.
Are the people complaining, let's say people of means who are outside of the neighborhood? And they're like, look, this is where my kids come to play. I don't need people who need to live here, living here.
I don't need
those poor people. I don't need those poor people.
I don't need the poors living here.
My kids should have a swing.
Yeah. I mean, she's not, I guess, she's Canadian, I guess. But she spent, this woman spent, I don't know how much, oh, no, she's not Canadian. 35-year-old woman married herself in a formal ceremony. She looked into the mirror and she married herself. She had to actually pay to do this. She read her vows, and then I guess she read them again because she was burying herself.
Who is the person who is just going along with this? Like, you said a formal ceremony, so did someone sanction this? Or did she just do this at home in a mirror?
No, she did. Well, she did it somewhere because it says she's from Atlanta. Married herself in a ceremony costing 1,000, I don't know what lock, where lock is, after splitting from her boyfriend. This is rebound sex.
With herself. Which is fine. I just don't know why you had to commit to yourself. You didn't have to. Why are you buying the cow when you're getting the milk for free?
Yeah.
You didn't have to marry yourself. You're already giving it up.
To yourself.
Yeah.
I mean.
You didn't have to do that.
You're putting it in this pocket. Taking it out of this pocket, put it in this pocket.
And you had to pay someone for it, a thousand whatevers.
Right.
I'm going to say that boyfriend made the right decision.
Dell, are you hoping that while your surgeon is performing surgery, do you hope that he is actually concentrating on that?
Or, you know, participating in a trial?
Yeah.
I would hope he's concentrating on me, not, you know, entering a plea.
In Sacramento, California, plastic surgeon under investigation after appearing in court video call while performing surgery. I mean, really, you can't you just wait until the trial's over?
Well, you're a plastic surgeon. You couldn't have simply delayed the surgery. And the judge wasn't like, excuse me, what are you doing? The whole thing is wrong. The judge should have said no. This is serious. This is a trial. You cannot perform surgery. Look, I couldn't zoom being a producer. Like, look, judge, I have to do this. I have a job to do. Can I enter a plea while I'm running the board for the show? I couldn't do that.
No, okay.
I can't skip jury duty for this.
I mean, and that's surgery.
Look. I think
you can't run a board.
They wouldn't let me. You look for jury duty. You can't use "I got a radio show to produce" as an excuse. I would hope in a more important situation, you just tell them, "Hey, do the surgery later."
Well, this is plastic surgery, though.
It's not even life saving surgery.
Okay,
it's
those tisnitties are going to have to wait.
He had to crowbar that in there. It could have been a nose thing. Could have been a rhinoplasty, but okay, sure.
Hoping it's the best way to go about it. Who wants a new nose?
So, have you seen Hollywood?
I want to talk right now, and we're done. The press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. How were you impacted by the winter storm? Did your ceiling fall in? What happened to you? The ice, the freezing, the broken pipes, the loss of your living room, your kitchen, whatever it is, and you got to deal with an insurance company. Well, this insurance company is going to handle that business for you. McClenny, Mosley & Associates will review your insurance policy and your claim for free. They'll advise you on the best course of action, and they can fight for proper compensation so you can get back to living your life. If you're dealing with an insurance company, you are at a loss. Those guys are not afraid of you. They're afraid of these guys. So if you're looking for the best representation against the insurance companies because they're not giving you what you think you deserve, here you go. LargeLossLawyers.com. LargeLossLawyers.com. That's LargeLossLawyers.com.
ESPN 97.5. If the